With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good, Kathy. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Especially now that I'm in studio and it's warmer.
Right.
Go ahead. I mean, have you ever lived in Johannesburg for a winter?
I was there by accident once.
Yeah, actually, I never come back after that.
No, it was like July, and I remember my daughter said to me, "Ma, bring warm clothing." It was the first time she said, "Bring warm clothing. It's really cold." And I thought to myself, "Yeah, well, you know, I read National Geographic. I see Africa." And I brought like 2 long sleeve t-shirts with me. And when I got there, I think I had $600 cash. $400 I spent buying sweaters.
Yeah.
It was, you guys don't play games. It's just, it's a country of extremes. Everybody says mild. Not so.
You know what? The thing is that it doesn't last for very long. Our winter is very, very short. We've got 9 months of summer. But when we do winter, we party hard. We work hard, play hard. Story. Okay. So can we just talk about this looming, lockdown?
Yeah, looming looks like it loomed. Very funny. You said my Jerusalem window. And most of the time I say, I can't believe I named the show this for my Jerusalem window. But today it's very appropriate because I'm looking out of the back of my Jerusalem window and I'm seeing the parking lot by the pool and the gym still is full. You know, they opened it for like 11 minutes and, it's still full because tomorrow morning, I don't know what the plan is, but we're beginning a lockdown, what they call a weekend lockdown, from Friday morning until Sunday morning. I think the whole idea is to keep the beaches empty and to keep the bars empty. Our numbers, I mean, we were so arrogant. Kathy, we were the big success story. You know that. A little pompous, a little swelled, you know, March and April because we had the lockdown and other people were busy around the world and we are hanging our heads. The numbers are terrible. So from tomorrow morning until Sunday morning, at least the whole idea is to avoid a much bigger, longer, more familiar lockdown. It's going to be the beaches, the shuls, the malls, the kindergartens, the summer camps, which I always thought were closed. But apparently they have like little ganim, you know, little private summer schools. Now you can get severely fined. And also summer schools, closed shuls. You know, people were getting ready. They were starting to have their weddings. It's the pits. It's really bad. Yeah.
You know, I think about the young people. If I think when, you know, where I was in my teens, in my early 20s, you want to go out, you're social, you're out clubbing, you're doing your thing. And there's a generation that haven't been able to do that for months and months and months and months. They have been locked in their homes. And I think that it's very, very disheartening. And I'm sure that it has a massive impact on mental health on young people.
Undoubtedly, I don't even think we're beginning to see what the repercussions are of this. And there's nothing even to talk about because 1 month ago, 2 months ago, we kept saying, you know, when it's over, they're talking about no shuls for the high holy days, continuing this. It's weird. I've begun to work on Zoom doing my, counseling program. It's hard, Kathy.
Yeah.
It's hard not even to be in the same space as someone. To not be able to offer a cup of tea.
But it's also, it's a body language. It's, you know, we get a sense of people. I don't know about you, but I can walk into a room and I can, you know, you just feel there's something wrong with that person there. Something's not right. They're not okay.
Yeah.
And you get
I
that sense.
I absolutely agree with you.
You can't do that with technology.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, granted, there will be some compensation. I guess we are compensating some kind of skills. I mean, when I go out, you know, the few times I crawl out from under my rock, I'm wearing my mask. I can see if people are smiling. I can feel if people are upbeat. But I have to tell you, as miraculous and as blessed as this Zoom and Skype phenomenon is, I think we're going to be paying some terrible prices. You know, the kids were already locked behind technology before. They were sitting on the beach looking at their cell phones, sitting on the bus, and were detached. But it's crazy. A lot of families, you know, even the healthiest families are, you know, none of us have it down pat, but there are families that are really suffering before this terrible dysfunction, terrible disconnect. And whereas I can sit and, you know, on my radio show and hanging out with you and writing articles, I can sit and talk about the fun side, the upside, the things we're discovering. I can make it all very tongue in cheek because basically me and mine, we have some real healthy stuff going on, but that's not to say
that it's that, true for everyone. Yeah,
it's ugly in some homes. You know, forget about divorce. Divorce is sometimes the good outcome of this. The things that we're not hearing about and that we will hear about. You know, a lot of jokes at the beginning, Kathy, you know, if we can get a little bit risque here, a lot of the jokes were about, you know, there's going to be a big baby boom.
But there is.
Well, I read today that there may not be.
Oh, well, I'm definitely seeing lots of people posting on Facebook, you know, about their babies.
But I heard about today there's going to be a drop in birth, that just people aren't feeling it. They're not feeling, they're traumatized that they're expecting in certain places a real drop. Yeah. People aren't feeling inclined. They're not feeling inclined to even touch. We've lost touch. I go to my neighbor's house. She calls and asks for a favor. It's so horrible. I'm asking her, please put on a mask when I'm here in your house. The vibes are off. The vibes are wrong. But I did want to tell you because I know the time's waning.
Yes.
With one of my clients today, and she said to me, look, we're doing all this positive work, Andrea. She said, but how can we be ignoring the COVID that's all around us? Here I am working on myself, building up, and suddenly I remember how depressing it is. And you know what? If we get stuck in the big picture, it is funky. It's depressing. It feels so broad and so unmanageable. But you know, so I said to her, how is this moment feel? This moment, just this moment, a sliver in the day's clock. And she said, well, this is a good moment. So I said, well, just imagine you get out, you're tense, you're nervous out there and you're in the supermarket and you're picking up the apples. You know what? When you start to feel, you start to lose it. Just dumb down the moment. How is the moment? And the minute you can say, this is a good moment, these little, ironically, this is really a form of meditation.
The little victories.
And these little meditative moments or these little itty bitty beads strung together, these are the things that will get us through our days. And the minute it starts to feel hairy, the minute you start to watch the news, the minute your spouse looks like they're losing it, you stop. You deep breath, you take a quarter teaspoon of what is this moment like? This is a good moment. And we can make it through. And the other thing is, I do believe, Kathy, that these little moments are contagious.
Please.
I've wrapped up to tell you a Shabbat Shalom. Make it meaningful. Take those little moments. Stop, breathe, and let's just be kind to each other.
That is good advice. Andrea Simontov, thank you so much. Shabbat shalom to you too. It's always lovely to speak to you.
Bye-bye,
have a good one. Stay safe.